And today we're celebrating You Mary Giving Day. So a wonderful opportunity to give until it hurts and do some real good for the University of Mary. Monsignor Shea, hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Jerome, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good to hear your voice.
Let me begin by asking each of you what's on your mind today on this You Mary Giving Day.
Jerome, you go first.
Well, Scott, this morning has been a beautiful morning for me, to be very honest. I'm looking out my window. The sun is shining. The wind isn't blowing, so that's always a blessing. And I've been thinking already about Thanksgiving. I've been talking to our students a lot about Thanksgiving and preparing for Thanksgiving, especially amid all of this chaos, let's call it, of the COVID-19 and just the upheaval of this year in a number of ways. And it was easy to start counting my blessings, looking at the students walking by my door, talking to some of the faculty and staff that I had some meetings with, and I said to myself, what a place to work, and what better people to be working with, and better students to be serving in this great state that does so much, not only for the nation and its leadership, but for right here at home. And so we need to be thankful. It might not always be easy, but we are blessed. There's no question about it. That's what's been on my mind this morning, Scott.
And Scott, today is the anniversary of the University of Mary's founding. Every year on this day, we celebrate Founders Day. In 1959, the Benedictine sisters founded Mary College. And it was just a small place, and it was founded because we needed a four-year college in this part of the country, and we needed to train teachers and nurses. And that was a long time ago. And in the years since, the sisters have always known that they couldn't do it alone. Always they had this conviction that what we were doing because God wanted us to do it, because God was asking us to do it. And so if that's true, and if the Lord is Lord, and if that matters, and if there's a real need to be served, they knew that there would be people who would rally around this cause. And so the fact that we have Giving Day on Founders Day for the university is just a great thing, because I know that the need for good, solid Christian education here in the middle of North Dakota, serving people from all over the country, is more strong than it's ever been. And so as a result, we're just so grateful for all of the people who have helped us through the years, for people who are helping us today, and we're very grateful, as Jerome said, to have such amazing faculty and staff and the best students in the world.
Talk about why that need is, there for Christian education right now more than ever, especially when, we have tumultuous times in which we live. There's no doubt about it. Just turn on a TV and pick up a newspaper, try and follow the news, and you see crazy times everywhere you look. Things just unlike anything we've seen in our past. So what is Christian education and the product of Christian education, the good students that leave the University of Mary and other schools go out and do? What is the give back? What will the difference be?
Well, Scott, I'll say this, and it might be somewhat controversial, but I think that one of the problems that we have in our society today, in our culture, a lot of the cause for so much of the unrest and anger that you feel kind of pulsing through the veins of our nation has to do with an overall lack of a loss of faith. And here, I don't mean simply faith in the scriptures or in the person of Jesus Christ or those types of things, though we can talk about that too. I mean that because people have stopped relying on their faith and on the strong bonds of faith and the power of the spiritual life as a way to guide their lives, because faith has receded into the background of the conversation that people have. As a result, people are looking all over for meaning and purpose. And sometimes people put a religious fervor into something like politics, for instance. Now, the political order is important, and you talk about it all day long, Scott, and Lord knows we sure need to have good political structures and leadership and those kinds of things. But that never is the final solution to the problems in the world. The solution, of course, is that human beings are living together, forming together each day, starting in families, a civilization of love. Christian education And the type of education that we offer at the University of Mary is meant to do that in a very meaningful way, teaching young minds and hearts how things relate to each other, how to sort of delve into every field of study and never simply become experts that can't see anything else in the world, but rather who are able then in a broader, more strong and beautiful way to see how everything fits together and how their lives have meaning too. And so I think that there's been a general loss of faith in things which are true for human beings to guide their lives by, and all we've got left is politics or theories about what's wrong in the world or screaming against injustice, those types of things, when there's a deeper way to deal with these questions.
Jerome, why have we stopped relying on our faith?
Well, that's a great question, Scott, and it would take quite some time, I think, to unpack that. But I think one of the things that has caused us to stop relying on our faith is we don't know it as well as we need to, and we don't share it in the most appropriate ways with each other to build each other up. Too often, I think people have turned against faith, religion, because there's been this kind of, I'm going to beat you over the head with it, rather than seeing the people that were such examples to us, the Mother Teresa's. Somebody who's faithful brings care and concern and joy to others. And that is why I think this moment that we're living in now is so painful for so many people, religious or irreligious, is that we're just trying to force this onto someone rather than sharing something that has radically changed my life. And so for young people, and this is where Monsignor is such an example to all of us and all of our good faculty and staff, the sisters, is they live a life that is attractive to others. We need to show that our life of faith is something that is attractive. And so I challenge all people of faith, including myself, and starting with myself, that how you're living your faith, does it make it attractive to others? Do they say, I want what he has? And so I think that is one of the things that the evil one, if you will, has played out is, religion and all this stuff is just an individual thing. It's personal. You don't ever talk about it. You don't ever share it. And I'm not talking about, you know, evangelizing. I'm simply saying living it and letting people know why you experience joy and why you're not fearful of other things around there or around me and what's happening in the world. And so I think people aren't living their faith because we don't have as many examples as we should of it or encouragement to do it.
I think it's impossible not to hear Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, the executive vice president, talk about education and not get inspired on the difference it can make with no question. That's why today is so important, because it is on Founders Day, an opportunity to have a gift opportunity to the University of Mary on Giving Day and select something that is good to you. Let's talk a little bit about where these dollars go. You mentioned Mother Teresa. Jerome, you Mary's Mother Teresa with Sister Thomas Wilder, man alive. What a sweet, sweet lady we lost this year, and what an opportunity now for a leadership scholarship in her honor to be funded through the donations today. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are very much missing Sister Thomas, but we're also very grateful for her life and her example, as I was just saying. Being around Sister Thomas, as you had the privilege of doing a few times, Scott, but for me, for a number of years, it inspired you to live and to live for the other, to quit thinking about yourself. She was so tough and beautiful. And so her scholarship that we have, which if you give to the Sister Thomas Wilder Scholarship, which is to our kids with need and on merit, there's a donor that will double that money. And so $100 to the Sister Thomas Wilder Scholarship turns into $200. We also have the ability to match when it comes to the Marauders Armada, which is our scholarships for athletes. And so it's much about scholarships today. And then the other one that is super exciting is our School of Health Science. And so we have the desire and the plan to name the School of Health Science in honor of St. Gianna, who was a great saint, a great example, much like we hear in Sister Thomas's story of self-giving. And so those are the three main areas that you can give to today to honor Sister Thomas, to double your money, and to help the University of Mary continue its good work.
And if I'm looking for, the School of Health Sciences across the globe, Monsignor, it's challenging to find any that would match a mission like the University of Mary's, where you have healers grounded in moral courage and respecting the sanctity of life, just like St. Gianna. That's unique in and of itself, isn't it?
Thank you for saying that, Scott. Absolutely. As I said, going back way back to 1959, when we were founded, nursing was one of our first majors. And since then, our School of Health Sciences has grown into one of the very best in the whole country. And we offer amazing programs in nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, athletic training, exercise science, respiratory therapy, and it goes on and on. We've got great health sciences programs. We've got a wonderful sort of nationally known master's program in bioethics. And all of that is it's based upon technical excellence, obviously. In other words, we want our graduates in health sciences to be deeply competent professionals in the work that they do at hospitals and clinics all over. But in addition to that, we want their hearts and minds to be formed according to a consistent ethic of life. In other words, we want them to have moral courage, which you need in every area of life. No matter what your profession is, you have to bring moral courage to it. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in circumstances in which you sort of slump or collapse into doing what you don't really believe to be true. In healthcare, I think the stakes are even higher, and the battles are deeper in terms of what's important to stand up for in the midst of pressures. The question, just because we can do something, should we do it, is a question which has haunted the human race from the very beginning. We've always had this question on our minds, and that's the voice of conscience. And if we have healthcare professionals who don't have consciences, who well-formed consciences, who aren't thinking about these things, that's a dark day, and we're bringing light to that with our School of Health Sciences.
Sure are. Some bright light. Jerome, quickly on how folks donate today. Very important. Please do this, folks. How do they do that?
UMaryGivingDay.com. UMaryGivingDay.com. Go on there. Credit card. You can send us a note. You can do it however you need, or just give us a call at the University of Mary if you need help.